From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Well, U.S. stocks are trading lower with investors focusing more on the U.S. economy than the European debt crisis deal reached earlier this week. At last check, the Dow was down 8 points at 12,201, NASDAQ off about 7 at 2732, and we're seeing the S&P 500 down slightly. It's at 1282. Church and local government officials in London are turning to the court system to evict anti-capitalist demonstrators who've been camped outside St. Paul's Cathedral for weeks. Today, Prime Minister David Cameron said during a visit to Australia that the activists need to find a better way to conduct their campaign.
I'm all in favour of the freedom to demonstrate, but I don't quite see why the freedom to demonstrate has to include the freedom to pitch a tent almost anywhere you want to in London.
The church that typically attracts many tourists reopened a week after it was shut down because of what officials called health and safety hazards by the encampment. Anti-Wall Street activists entrenched in encampments across the U.S. are vowing to stand firm this weekend against police, politicians, and even really cold weather. Meanwhile, the rallying cry of "We are all Scott Olson" persists. Olson is the decorated Iraq War veteran who was seriously injured earlier this week in Oakland when police clashed with demonstrators. We move from anti-Wall Street to anti-government in Syria, where activists say today's demonstrations have turned deadly. Human rights groups say at least 30 people have been killed during protests across the country. The BBC's Jim Muir tells us that activists are blaming government forces for the fatalities.
Activist organizations said that despite the shooting and a heavy security presence in many areas, there was a marked increase in the number of demonstrations around the country after Friday prayers, the traditional time for protests. They said there were nearly 170 different demonstrations in various places. Most of the deaths were reported in or around the cities of Hama and Homs to the north of Damascus. Protesters said the dead included an 80-year-old man shot near Homs, as well as a young boy near Daraa in the south.
That's the BBC's Jim Muir reporting. In the U.S., a report was released today by the Commerce Department. It reveals a 0.6% increase in consumer spending in September. But economists say while people spent more, they actually saved less and their incomes remain just about the same. Residents and tourists along Mexico's Yucatan coast may be breathing a sigh of relief now that the region's latest major storm is weaker. Rina, which was once feared to grow into a powerful hurricane, is now a tropical depression. It has top winds of 35 miles per hour. The Dow is up slightly. It's at 12,209, and at last glance, NASDAQ was off 5 points. It's at 2,733. S&P 500 also down slightly. You're listening to NPR News. Today marks the 125th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, officials in New York are celebrating the occasion with fireworks, musical performances, and a naturalization ceremony.
The National Park Service says the day's events are intended to mirror those of October 28, 1886, the day the Statue of Liberty was dedicated. The day began with a naturalization ceremony for 125 new Americans. There's also a waterspout display, courtesy of boats from the New York Fire Department, and fireworks are scheduled for this evening. Park officials are also unveiling a new torch webcam that will provide online visitors with views of New York Harbor from Lady Liberty's torch. On Saturday, park officials plan to close the statue for up to a year for major renovations to its interior, but Liberty Island will remain open to visitors. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Thousands of businesses and homes along Colorado's Front Range have no electricity after a snowstorm took out power lines in the last couple of days. Most of the outages were in areas such as Denver, Boulder, and Greeley that are serviced by Xcel Energy, the state's largest utility. However, authorities said they expected power to be restored to most customers by the afternoon. In New York, 16 city police officers have pleaded not guilty to charges of corruption. Union officials say most turned themselves in today to face charges that included fixing tickets for relatives, colleagues, and friends. The majority of the officers were said to be officials in the city's largest police union. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.